since English devotees are mostly leaving, I'll speak in English and you can translate in Hungarian. Briefly, it's my last rest day. Today is my last rest day, so I have a short class. Yesterday was disappearance day of Ramananda Roy.
They're not exactly
happy fans because what they used to do was long, but it's like what Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is holding. But what they do is it's got a pointed end and they scratch it actually, they scratch it. And then afterwards they smear the ink and then they wipe it off. So there were two of those and they also brought out his sword. A big sword. He was a king. So those things were there. And just like temples are disappearing, so there's also so many such manuscripts that disappear. There was maybe it was when Guru Govinda Swami Maharaj was here in Hungary. He was saying that he had found a book by Sridhar Swami. Or he had had a book by Sridhar Swami. And that was in original handwriting. And somehow in the construction and building of the temple it got lost. So here's the original commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnava commentator. So such valuable things and they're disappearing. And certainly these personalities have something very important to say. So in that sense, modern technology is a real blessing. Nowadays, they have this thing where people just publish whatever they write. They write something and they can publish it just like that. And what have they got to say? People just write something on a computer and they send it off to a special publishing house and 2 days later they get a hardbound book. This is the advantage of technology for Krishna consciousness. But the ultimate important thing is to somehow or another gain access to the place where all of these books come from. You know, karmis, they have this idea of the Akash records. Akash records. They have this idea that somewhere on the astral plane there's this huge big library and that's where everything anyone knows comes from. So it's somewhat correct, but it's not on the astral plane, it's on the spiritual plane. And Tenya Pramaya Riddhaya Adhikave, and from Lord Brahma on to everyone, that's actually the place where they tap into and receive that inspiration. And then everything in the Gopal Tapan Upanishad describes how from Om, then all of Srimad Bhagavatam, all of Vedic literature comes. And Om simply means from the original spiritual transcendental place. But that's the advantage of the written word, is that when we're not so advanced that we connect directly into the transcendental realm, what goes on there, we have the opportunity to hear.
De az írott szónak az elején, hogyha nem vagyunk elég szerettek ahhoz, hogy a transzendentális szintre ráhangolódjunk, akkor ami ott történik, azt elolvashatjuk az írott szónak.
And like Srila Prabhupada said, pictures are windows to the spiritual world, so we also get to see what's going on.
És Srila Prabhupada azt mondta, hogy a képek azok ablakok a lelki világba, ezért láthatjuk is, hogy mi történik.
And that's why devotees want to hear and see and chant, because they're expressing their desire to be in contact with the spiritual realm. And probably more than anyone else, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he keeps repeating this thing that I'm trying to put into words something that doesn't exist in words, it's an experience. So he keeps repeating that Bhagavad Gita is an experience, Srimad Bhagavatam is an experience. And then he has that song book, Kalyana Kalpataru. And then at the end, the last song, he's describing how Krishna's playing the flute and the gopis are all running. And then he writes, he says, I hear the flute, he says, I have to go. He says, I'm running through the forest, following that sound. And he says, but my pen won't write any further. He says, why won't my pen write anymore? And then it just stops. That's the end. So it's, yeah, putting into words things which are really in one sense beyond words, but words give a direction as to what it's about. So that's why it's so important that we're hearing, and that's why we're so fortunate that actually we have Srila Prabhupada's purports. Sociologist or religious sociologist, he made this point. That ISKCON did very well by, number one, it's very fortunate that it has Prabhupada's, everything that Prabhupada said is recorded. So there's Prabhupada's purports, there's Prabhupada's lectures, there's Prabhupada's conversations, everything is recorded and written down. Because it's very common in religious traditions that people are very inspired by the founder, and they're so inspired they don't write down what he says. And then later on, there's argument, what did he say? And different people have different opinions, and then immediately there's no common agreement, well, this is what he said about this. Like the Bible was written hundreds of years after Jesus Christ lived, that death, or at least put together. So that's a very valuable thing that we have actually access to Srila Prabhupada's words, and even while Prabhupada was personally present. And of course the interesting thing was that the first person to record Prabhupada was Prabhupada. So before devotees sort of caught on that we should have a record of what's being said, Prabhupada was already recording it. So that's a very fortunate thing. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, they, at least his philosophy, was actually just written down in the next generation. Because the things that Rupa Goswami wrote, that was actually, he was already talking about the process of devotional service, but he wasn't talking about the philosophy that gets you there. So it was Jiva Goswami, who was his nephew, who then actually wrote down our philosophy, because by then there were already disagreements and fractions as to what our philosophy really was. Is Lord Nityananda Balaram or is he a Jiva? And is Advaita Acharya a Supreme Personality of Godhead, or is Lord Chaitanya the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So there were already far out ideas going on, even when Lord Chaitanya was still present. Anyway, so that's why it's such a valuable thing, at least that we have, that we can put into writing those things that we've learned and heard and realized. And anyway, so just in closing, we should very much take advantage of these things, because it gives us an edge over many religious traditions and even our own historical tradition.
Ezért zárásképpen nagyon ki kell használnunk, mert ez egy távol, magasabb rendőré teszi a mi tradíciónkat más vallásos tradícióktól, és még előnyünk van a saját történelmi voltunkkal szemben is.
And even now, we're already at a historical turning point in that those persons who directly heard from Prabhupada, who were trained by Prabhupada, who were physically present in this world when he was here. In other words, who really felt the overall mood of what Krishna consciousness is in Prabhupada's presence, they're dying, they're leaving the world. And that's why it's very important that the next generation, that's you, is very clear about what it is that Srila Prabhupada meant and said about things and how he wanted them, so that we continue that. Because just having things written down doesn't necessarily mean that there's no disagreement. No disagreement. So everyone can go to folio and pull out that Prabhupada said this, and someone can pull out something where Prabhupada said just the opposite. Particularly when it comes to practical application of Krishna consciousness. Book distribution is most important. Deity worship is most important. Gurukula is most important. Cooking is more important. Varnashram is more important. But Harinam is the basic. So many, you can get all of that. If you're looking for something, you can always say Prabhupada said this. But what did Prabhupada mean? And what would Prabhupada say now? That's really difficult. And for that, we need more than words. We need to also be tapping into that place where Prabhupada was speaking from. So, over there, God is black, God is white, he's male, he's female. He's the father, he's everyone, he's the son. So, therefore, even to just really make good sense of what Srila Prabhupada says, it requires good Krishna consciousness. And that's the spirit or the heart of the Krishna consciousness movement is keeping Srila Prabhupada's instructions as its focal point. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gopi Manandi.